I'm delighted to say that I am joined in the studio by two lovely people who are coming for a chat. I'm talking to Glenn Goodall, who's the hospice ambassador, and been fundraising for quite some time now, and head of fundraising, Sarah Bowes. Welcome, both of you. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us in.
It's great. It's nice to have some company. So you've come in to tell us all about what's happening at the hospice in the world. Sarah, so we chat first of all, because you're the head of fundraising.
Yeah.
That's a tough job.
It is, yeah.
So the hospice service nationally is under the spotlight, and rightly so, because of the funding difficulties. How much does it cost to maintain your service locally?
So last year alone, we cared for over 2,600 people across Kent and East Sussex. We receive about 13% of our funding from statutory funding, which is very low.
Yeah.
And it means that our income generation teams, so our fundraising teams and our retail teams, have to raise over £8 million every single year.
That is a huge task, isn't it? Do you have a large team fundraising?
It's quite small, actually. Within fundraising itself, we've got about 14 people now.
Really?
So it is a very big ask, and they work incredibly hard and get brilliant results as well.
I know that you work hard. We're fortunate to have you in the studio quite often, and there's always something going on. You must be a very busy team. So can you give us some examples of how you do raise your money?
Of course. So we get very generous gifts from local supporters, either as individuals or from businesses. We also apply for grants and trusts and donations from them as well. And then we are very fortunate that we get a lot of people in the community who also support us with gifts in their wills as well when the time does come.
So how much does it cost to actually run the hospice each year? Do you know that?
It's over 10 million with 10 the statutory.
Million.
Yeah.
Really? My goodness, it's a big task. Well, it's a wonderful service, isn't it? I mean, you provide such a... It's an essential service.
It definitely is.
Yeah. And we're very fortunate to have the hospice in the wheels so local to us here. So, Christmas is coming. What specifically is planned for Christmas time as we head towards the big day?
We have got a plethora of events available for the local community. So we're kicking off next week and next weekend with our Christmas market, which is being held at our site in Pembury in Tunbridge Wells. We've got over 40 stalls who will be set out beautifully and decorated in the hospice gardens. So it's really that traditional Christmas shopping experience. We'll have hot and cold food there as well. And if people want to book to visit Father Christmas at the grotto, that's available alongside wreath workshops that we're doing on the same weekend as well.
Nice.
So there's lots there, lots for different people, and a really big range of things to be looking at on the stalls as well.
Just remind me again, when's that happening?
On the 23rd and 24th of November.
Okay, so that's not so far off, is
it?
Pray for good weather.
Fingers crossed.
Is it an evening event? What time does that kick off?
On the Saturday, it's between 10 and 4.
Okay.
And then on the Sunday, it's between 10 and 2.
All right. Okay. So good daytime events. Yeah. Fingers crossed for good weather then. Okay. Anything else?
Well, we know that Christmas is also a difficult time for some people. So in our event schedule over the next few weeks, we also have remembrance events. So we have two sites at the hospice. We have our hospice in Pembury, but we also have our hospice in Five Ashes. And on the 7th of December, we are offering a drop-in at our Five Ashes hospice, where there will be counselling team available, our chaplaincy team available, to have an afternoon tea with you and be that ear if you need it at a difficult time for people.
That's wonderful.
We'll be lighting a lantern at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and having a moment of remembrance as a group as well. But if people are looking for more of a formal remembrance service, at 5 o'clock on the same day, we're doing our formal Light Up a Life service at the hospice in Pembury. So there'll be a selection of poems and songs and readings as we take that collective moment together as well. And then we will be doing some carol singing with the Salvation Army in the hospice garden to finish it off as well.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
And then after Christmas, there's a Christmas tree collection.
There is.
Tell me about that.
So it actually launches tomorrow.
Okay.
It's the perfect timing.
Yes.
We've added to our postcodes for this year. It's the fifth year that we will be doing our Christmas tree recycling scheme. We're going quite big. We want to collect over 2,000 trees from our local community and hopefully raise around £62,000 from that alone.
Really?
So if people want us to be recycling their tree for them, we are opening to booking tomorrow, and we'll be collecting on the 12th, 13th and 14th of January.
Okay, so there's a charge for the recycling service.
There's a suggested donation.
Yes.
And that's a suggested donation of £20.
Okay.
But you are free to put in whatever figure you feel is appropriate.
Oh, so how many trees do you hope to collect then for that?
2,000.
Okay, I'm trying to do a quick calculation in my head, my brain. So do you get anything for the actual recycling there?
So we work with local chipping sites who then use the chippings on their wherever they need to be. So last year we worked with a recycling company who then used it to bed out paths around their site and things like that. So it is all very green focused as well.
And are you looking for volunteers?
We are definitely looking for volunteers. We're very lucky that we get a lot of local corporate businesses who support us, because what we need is vans, a driver and a van mate who are very happy to go out with our list of postcodes and collect and take them to the chipping sites for us. So if people are interested, they just need to get in contact with our fundraising team and they will bite their arm off.
That's amazing. Oh, well, there's lots to keep you busy there.
Definitely.
Well done, Sarah. So, of course, aside from what you've told us about, we do have the big concert, Glenn, and that's you're involved with that. So we need to talk about that next. So should we take a short break and then we'll tell me all about that, Glenn. All right. You're listening to West Kent Radio, and that was Billy Joel and Uptown Girl. Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined this morning by fundraiser and long-standing hospice ambassador Glenn Goodall and head of fundraising Sarah Bowes. Now, before the break, we talked about the hospice and the challenges of raising much-needed funds to maintain and provide the valuable service. So, Glenn, over to you now. You're going to tell us all about the big concert that you're organising and singing for the hospice and the wheels. So the concert is the 23rd of November,
yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
not so far off, Glenn.
Yeah, no, a week on Saturday. It's called Singing for the Hospice, and it's a 10th anniversary. It started, obviously, 10 years ago when I first became involved with hospice in the Weald. Like many people, I wasn't aware of what the hospice work was. My wife is diagnosed with a terminal illness, and we were put in touch with hospice in the Weald, and it was marvellous that they came along and provided the support that we needed, because from diagnosis to dying, it was only 7.5 weeks that we had
goodness.
To face, and put us on a journey we hadn't been on before, and just not knowing which way to turn or what to do. And yet the hospice came and provided their service, their home service, for visiting us at home, bringing the support to the home. And then when Doreen deteriorated, she was transferred to the ward at Pembury. And there they give all these services. And it was so great because it gave us that support that we needed. And then just before she died, I sing with the Tunbridge Wells Orpheus Male Voice Choir, she said, do you think the choir would do a concert to raise funds as a thank you for what they've done for us as a family? And so I said, yes, of course. So it was a one-off Thanksgiving concert in Tunbridge, 2014, and which was supposed to be just a one-off concert, but it became so popular that it's become an annual event.
And 10 years later, you're
10 years
still
later, we're having our 10th
congratulations.
Anniversary.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? So, do you know how much you've raised in that time, then, Glenn?
Somewhere in the region of £25,000.
My goodness, what an achievement! Yeah. Congratulations to you. That's wonderful. I'm sure Doreen would be
all that as
to
a result of one simple request.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So we're singing. The concert is on the 23rd. Let me tell you who's involved.
Yes, please.
We've got Lisa Davis, who is our soloist, and it's her second year singing with us. And then we've got the Judd School Choir, and that will be, I think it's their third time singing with us. So we like to get a nice wide variety of a programme.
So it's not just the Orpheus Male Voice Choir?
No. It's a wide variety of music, isn't it? It covers different genres, and there's going to be something in there that's going to be great for people. Mm-hmm. We've got the Welsh hymns, a couple of Welsh hymns
Wonderful.
We're singing, and a Johnny Mathis favourite, and Portrait of My Love, and you can tap your feet to When the Saints Come Marching In. And so it's a nice, friendly, supportive evening, and it, as I say, it raises that amount of money for hospice in the Weald, which I want to continue supporting, because they're such an important service to the community.
My goodness, if you've raised so much money for them, I'm sure that's they're so very grateful for that. Can the audience join in? Apart from tapping our feet, can we sing?
We have a closing number.
What's that?
Oh, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, fabulous. So. Well, you can't not sing to that, can you? You have to join in.
The place is rocking when we do that.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful. So that's happening very soon, isn't it?
Yeah, 23rd.
23rd, okay. So where is it being held?
At the St. Peter and Paul Church in Tunbridge. And anyone needing a postcode, it's TN91HD, mm-hmm. and it starts at 7:30 p.m. and it's £10 entry on the door, so we don't set up tickets.
You don't need to book to get tickets.
No need to book, just come and it's £10 on the door.
Wonderful. Do you know, is it a big church? There's plenty of room.
Sorry, again?
It's a big church.
It takes about 250, 300 people.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, you should fill that very nicely.
Yeah, so come along.
That's excellent. Okay. So no need to get tickets, just turn up on the night. All the proceeds go to the hospice in the world.
I've been so grateful to people who have sponsored me over the years. Every concert is fully sponsored by local companies. And so every penny that we take on that night goes direct to hospice and
that's
the wheel.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So everyone's giving their time freely.
Everybody's. Every £10 goes straight.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with that. I'm sure that's going to be a fantastic evening. Yeah. So there's another concert as well you were telling
there
me about.
There is, yes. Yeah. So Glenn and the Orpheus Male Choir will also be at our Carols at Christmas event that we're holding at Tunbridge School in the chapel there. That's on the Tuesday, the 17th of December.
Lovely.
And doors for that open at 6 o'clock. We've got tickets available already on our website. But if that's a little bit late for the little ones, we're also doing a children's Christmas celebration at the same venue earlier in the day as well. Wonderful. That is free for children under two, and then tickets for those above two, but there is incredible entertainment and performers to really get kind of the kids into that magical spirit.
Wonderful. Are all the details on the Hospice and the Wheel website?
So all
for both,
the events
for the Orpheus Male Voice. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Fantastic. Well, it is great to see you both. Congratulations to both of you and such wonderful work that's being done there. So well done.
Thank you.
And good luck. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to have to get my voice back so I can join in with Sweet Caroline.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.